morning, everybody. It's Memorial Day. And I'm honored and privileged to have with me today the District Attorney, Timothy Shagrew of Berkshire County. I will hold and reserve my comments for Memorial Day to the end because I want to be respectful to the DA. But I would ask you, there's going to be a parade in a lot of towns and a lot of cities that listen in on this program. You owe it to those people to just go and spend a half an hour. It's not a long parade. And you know, there's a saying on the veterans' websites, when you go home, tell them we gave our todays so that you can have your tomorrows. So think about that. Without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, the district attorney of Berkshire County, this guy, he and his team, I don't know when they sleep, but don't worry, because I sleep enough for both, all of them. But they're out, and the DA is going to go over kind of what they've been. It's, if you don't read the Eagle, if you don't watch the news, you cannot keep up with this guy and his team. Thanks for coming on this morning. It means a lot to me to have you on for Memorial Day.
Yeah, me too, Bill. I really appreciate it. And happy Memorial Day. You know, I know that you were a vet. I know you served in Vietnam, and thank you for your service. I appreciate everything you've done. And I want to shout out to my dad who passed away last year at 91. He was a Korean War vet. So,
yes.
You know, a Marine through and through. And Herm Bishop, the former chief of police in Adams, a good friend of mine that served in Vietnam as well. That was a Marine through and through. So it really is important that people recognize our service members and our veterans and the people who have lost their lives. Because Memorial Day, we have Veterans Day to celebrate the veterans and yep. Armed Forces Day, the ones people that are in the service now. And Memorial Day is really to remember those who lost their lives fighting for our freedom, for us to have a picnic holiday, which is really apropos because they fought for us to have that right. So I'm proud to be on, and I'm proud of my work with the veterans in Berkshire County as well. And I certainly a real standout to you of being a great supporter of the veterans of Berkshire County. So happy Memorial Day.
Well, happy Memorial Day to you and your beautiful wife and everybody in your family. And you do a lot for vets, and I and the vets appreciate that.
I know.
They really do.
They deserve it.
Yeah. And, you know, a kind of an aside, the Veterans Court, that was a long time in coming, but boy, is it the right thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I said, you know, we just have to recognize that when people come and they go into battle and they come home, that they have needs that unfortunately in the past weren't being addressed. And I hope that we're doing a better job of that now. And I hope we continue to do a better job of that. We have one of our, Dylan Hicks, one of my state troopers is unfortunately was deployed. Not unfortunately, he's happy to go, but he's deployed to the Middle East right now.
Wow.
He's gone for 9 months and we hope to get him back in September. But we thank and pray for him every day because he's in harm's way. And he's one of our troopers from Berkshire County over protecting the United States right now. As a captain, and he's keeping us all safe, you know, somewhere in either Iraq or Syria. And, you know, so think about those kind of people when you're having your picnic this weekend and just really give a little salute to the flag.
Amen. And thank all of what you guys do every day, because that's the world is a pretty dangerous place now, including the United States. But so listen, what have you been doing? Anything?
Oh my God, we've been busy, as you can tell. And of course, at the same time, I see you at all sorts of events. You know, I see you out at different type of nonprofit events because, you know, I'm out everywhere there too. But we have been on a tear for about we've been busy since we took office, but really a lot has really geared up in the last 60 days. So a lot of stuff's happening. You see a lot of arrests that are being made. By investigations that have been done by Pittsfield Police in conjunction with my office and my state troopers. We've got a lot of drugs, a lot of guns off the streets, and some big convictions in the courtroom.
The
trial's going. There's a murder trial going on right now, which we're not going to talk about because it's a pending murder trial.
Right.
But it's going on right now. My office is running that and having that case going on, which is approximately a 3-week trial. But we've had a lot of trials. And you know, there's even if I take your, and it's countywide, it's not just Pittsfield. Sometimes we focus just on Pittsfield because It is our. It's sort of the hub of the community, hub of the center of the city. And it was a tendency where we would see, some criminal behavior. It was a little bit more outward, but we're seeing the fight back against the crime everywhere. I could tell you, and starting just in the first part of April, in North Adams alone, we had with Mark Bailey, by the way, who's a tremendous
Yeah.
chief of police up in North Adams.
Nice.
I can't say enough about him. He does to catch a predators all the time. Catches child abuses on the internet. He does a great job with that. But they've been sweating out there and working real hard and getting their feet on the street, and they're identifying drug dealers. And I can tell you that we were focusing in Pittsfield because we had a number of known drug dealers that we're working on that we've been able to corral up in this last 60 days. But in North Adams alone, there was this one individual they picked up, and I think it was the end of March, first part of April, was Joseph Matthews. He had 1,129 grams of cocaine. That's over a kilo.
Yeah.
That is a lot of cocaine. He's now held on $200,000 bail. He had a pending case at the time. We revoked him on that bail, so he's held without right to bail. He's held on $200,000. Him and his girlfriend, Kayla Stoja, they're facing charges now. That was one that they had done. And then recently on May 11th, they picked up individuals from Springfield and an Amari Williams and a James Mirandi, and they caught them with 363 grams of cocaine, and they were held on $25,000 cash bail, which I don't believe they were able to meet. So that's just North Adams. And you're talking, this is all from 1,500 grams. That's 1.5 kilos of cocaine that we've taken off the streets before they ended up into addicts and users' hands. And I can tell you, I have to read every unattended death in Berkshire County. I have to read every overdose in Berkshire County. And I have seen a marked reduction in the amount of overdose deaths since we've taken this amount of drugs off the street. I can tell you, additionally to that, we're having an individual being arraigned today from Merriam Street on 50 Merriam Street in the city of Pittsfield. And this individual, I think, was giving some problems to Berkshire Peak, which is the old Riverview West. And they had reached out to us before that they had some drug people coming in there. That individual was picked up yesterday with 363 grams of cocaine and a firearm, illegal possession of a firearm. And this is a person who's had three prior convictions of armed drug offenses. So this individual is looking at a minimum mandatory 15 and a minimum mandatory 12. This person is looking at significant bail, jail time. And right now, my assistant DA, Heather Valentine, rather, is over in court
Well,
arguing bail for him to get that established. But there's been a lot of them. We picked up two other individuals in the last week. Reggie Ellaby, I think he was found with 55 grams. Michael Carapresso, 56 grams. These are all cases that carry minimum mandatory huge jail sentences. And again, 360 here, 54 here.
yeah.
And we picked up another individual by Alexander Johnson. These departments, between our state police and our Pittsfield Police Department and our North Adams Police Department,
Yeah.
other parts of our task force are working really hard to get a lot of these drugs up the street. We had one individual already pled out, James Adams, pled out to a 2 to 4 year state prison sentence for some drugs. We had another individual that had 73 grams of cocaine that we had just recently picked up. We're really going through some significant reduction in the amount of drugs that hang the street. Two big ones that was Rashard Garnett, Orlando Barnes, picked up on May 5th, cocaine trafficking over 200 grams, 320 grams on that. When I say it's over 200 grams, that means that's a minimum mandatory 12 years in state prison.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drugs. To
Yeah.
give you an example, the amount of drugs that have been taken off the street in that particular case, the one with Rashid Garnett and Orlando Barnes, two guys from Springfield that were up here, that amount of drug value was roughly $43,000 worth of drugs that we took off the street. And they're now held. Both of them had pending cases that revoked their bail. On top of that, they're held. Additionally, I believe each of those are on $250,000 cash bails on those particular cases. So the amount of drugs that we've taken off the street in the last 60 days is probably close to, without me doing all the math, is probably close to 3,000 grams. That's a lot of cocaine. That is a lot
Oh.
of cocaine. So these guys have been working day and night. Luckily, we had some money from a federal heroin and an opioid and cocaine grant,
Oh,
and we
cool.
would use some of their funds. But they're out there fighting, and we're getting a lot of guns, and that's the key. These are illegal firearms, either stolen or somehow obtained, that are being used in the drug trade and the drug activity. And these individuals that we're picking up, when you're talking more than 200 grams, You're talking about people who have a lot of cash, who are then infusing that cash into our
Yeah.
community, trying to sell it to our citizens, to our addicts, trying to get people addicted to drugs, trying to get our kids addicted to drugs, and they're coming out of here. But the word I heard now is after these last few weeks, the word down in Springfield is you don't want to go up the mountains. They're picking them off one at a time, and that's the point here. The reputation this county had before January 4th of 2023 was something completely different. Now the reputation is you don't want to come to Berkshire County
That's
and
right.
sell drugs because we're going to catch you, and they are catching them. And the amount, again, I'm so proud of the Pittsfield Police Department and the North
Yes.
Adams Police Department and my state troopers assigned to our detective bureau, assigned to my office. The 15 officer troopers I have here have all worked day and night and long hours to get on the streets, to get the word from informants and whatnot, and sort of build these cases, which take months and times, and be able to come to fruition, and then actually execute search warrants after a judge issues probable cause and finding that we have probable cause to stop, and then issues these warrants and finding out individuals that have a lot of drugs. It's been, to me, it's been the most I've seen come out of in a 2 month period, 60-day period. I've never seen this amount of drugs that we've been able to pick up. So the good news is, and we're coming into summertime, we're going to dry up that supply, which will help our
Yeah.
community. And we're getting these bad guys off the street that have guns and whatnot. And if you talk to the sheriff, he'll tell you that it's pretty busy over at the House of Correction from individuals. Again, these are not Berkshire County residents. These are people coming in here from New York City, from Springfield, from the
Yeah.
Holyoke area. They're coming in here. They have the houses stashed up there. They come up here because they think it's an open market, and we're not tolerating it, and we're arresting them, and we're putting them in jail. So hats off to members of the Pittsburgh Police Department, members to the State Police, North Adams Police Department, and I have to give hats off to my lawyers who have been trying cases as well, nonstop in the Superior Court. Like I said, the murder trial started
What
now.
a team you have.
We have a great
I
team.
still subscribe to the Eagle because I'm old.
Yeah,
I have
you
to
and me
have it in
both.
my I have to have it in my hand. I have to read. I
Yeah.
read books, not on tablet,
Yeah.
really a book.
Me too. Hard covers.
But just keeping up with you and what's going on, in a way it should be enlightening to the community, in my opinion.
Yeah,
Everybody knows the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They know we represent Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the mayor's office. And by the way, our condolences to Peter Marchetti, who lost his dad.
yeah, I just found it out. I just heard
Yeah,
it.
and Peter, we're all praying and thinking for you. And
Absolutely.
Pete White in the city council, and the guy riding his bicycle backwards on North Street. But no, and I mean it. I guess I don't, difference is the word I come up with. But I'm old. You're lucky. I don't remember I parked the car. But I've always held up, not because I was one, but I've been all over the world. I've seen police departments, big and small and medium. What the Pittsfield Police Department does. For its size, its budget, and all this other malarkey, I don't think a lot of the citizens of Pittsfield realize it. Same in North Adams,
True.
same in Great Barrington, same
Absolutely.
in Lenox and Lee.
And
They're
Dalton.
out there, and your troopers, and the troopers in the county, they're
Yep.
out there all the time doing the best and putting their own lives. Because today, it's not the job of 40 years ago.
No, it's really unsafe. When we caught that individual with the bank robbery, he had
Yes.
armor-piercing bullets, AR-15s, fully automatic AR-15. So what they're seeing on the streets, they're doing their job to get these things off the street. So when you look at this, you say, "Well, wow, there's a lot of drugs in Berkshire County." I said, "No, there's a lot of drugs attempting to come into Berkshire County because they didn't hit the streets because our police officers got there, got those weapons off the street, got the drugs off the street before these crimes were taking place. These are crimes already, but before they put it into the hands of lower level users and mid level dealers. No, we're catching the big fish. We're not catching the small fish. We're catching the big fish that are coming in here that are looking at 12-year minimum mandatories, over 200 grams. That's a lot of drugs. Let me tell you right now, that's a lot of drugs. So when you catch those, so it's we don't. I think our crime problem is going down. I think we're seeing a reduction in it. I know we're seeing a reduction, and again, I And I can't say the statistics on it, but I can say I look at all the overdose deaths, and I have seen a marked reduction since we've gotten these drugs off because there's not the supply there. So they're doing their job; they're getting the drugs off the street, and we're prosecuting the cases. We're getting those convictions. We just prosecuted that other case, Amy Winston tried a case about those two original Chinese nationals that lived in New York City now. Up here, they're running that pot operation up in Savoy. And the previous administration gave one of the individuals a continuation of the finding. I was not going to do that. It was a $3 million pot operation running out of there, and there was 560 pounds of marijuana. So $3 million worth of an operation, 560 pounds, and $10,000 a month was the electric bill from the electric company for them trying to run a grow plant operation in there. And she took that to trial, convicted them, and they're going to be sentenced in June. So they're looking at some serious state prison time as well, because we just recently convicted them on that case, I would say about 2 weeks ago. And that's good. So, but there's not just the drug cases. We're dealing with our child abuse cases are going to court and getting done. We just had an individual, you probably might remember this, Bill, is that perhaps I came into office, we had an individual who'd taken a trial for rape cases, and it was a bad guy, a guy by the name of Douglas the guy. And just before trial in January 2023, he took off and he went to Canada, got caught in the Canadian border. Canadian authorities had him. He was originally from Ghana. He was trying to seek asylum there, but he fled into Canada. And I worked with the Canadian authorities. I worked with the United States, Department of Justice, and we coordinated everything. They originally didn't want to come back because we have a lifetime sex offender statute, and Canada doesn't believe in lifetime sentences. But we facilitated him to get him back to Berkshire County. We got him back here. It took me about a year, but we got him back with some convincing. And he was just convicted and sentenced to 10 to 15 years in state prison in Berkshire County. So that was a big rape case, child abuse case. That this individual is looking for 12 to 15 years. And facing that thereafter, he's from Ghana. So with the conviction, I don't expect that he'll remain here in the United States after he finishes his sentence. But he's going to do his. We tried him here. We don't let ICE come in and take our. We don't let ICE come in and take the people we're prosecuting. We gave the victims their solitude. We let them have. We let them see the conviction, and now he's been sentenced, and he's been sent to the state prison system. So, people don't see that those cases are coming out as well because we do have a tendency to focus on the drugs and the guns. But this is a big child abuse case that these kids didn't have to testify to, and he still got 10 to 15 years in state prison. And that was our office efforts to make sure to go to Canada, get the extra steps, work with the Department of Justice, bring that individual back here. Those are things that the public doesn't see that we're doing, that we are working so hard. I need seven more lawyers. I'm advertising for seven more lawyers. If I can, I have the money for them. If I can get seven more lawyers in there, we'll even have more cases going through. So this team that's working right
Oh,
now,
you got a team. You
they're
got a team,
exhausted.
baby.
Yeah, they're exhausted. They're working real hard, but they, the key is I can't pay them as much money as I want to, but they're exhausted, but they care about this community. And each one of my ADAs, each one of my advocates, each one of my support staff, they are out in the community all the time. We'll be at the Legends of Westside this weekend over on,
Me too.
we'll be at the I think it's the Durant Park on Saturday from noon to six, which is a nice event, ice cream and stuff. And we put some drug money into that event this time. We used the drug money we seized from some of these cases and helped support that group. But we're out. My point is that my ADAs, my advocates, and my support staff are out in the community all the time at these public events. If you see them out there, reach out and thank them because they are working long, hard hours. We have a tendency now to thank police officers, but we don't think about the lawyers and the rest of us that are on the front lines are part of law enforcement as well. But I kudos to my team, kudos to my support staff. They're working real hard. And I know
And
there's one that.
your team, from what my observations, and I try to keep my finger in the criminal justice world, you have put together a team that works together.
Yes.
There's no grandstanders, or we used to call them hot dogs. Everybody's a team player, and that's a credit to you, dude. It really is. And I just have to say this so the people know, because sometimes, like me, they forget. You and Joe Klass for the public, his place was started by District Attorney Shugrue and Joe Colias and some others, but there, it was their money initially that got it going. And I don't know how we ever got along without it. It's about kids. It's a beautiful operation run by beautiful people. The kiddos have already been traumatized, and that we used to bring them into the station. Just get in. And when I was there, it's just, I can't say enough good things about what that, and how that's got to be 25 years old.
Oh no, it's in the 30s. I started doing that when I came back here in 91. It took me a little bit of time. Joe and I had a couple of big, I was prosecuting child abuse,
yeah,
rape case at the time. Joe and I had a couple of big cases. One individual named Thomas Wise, 72 to 108 years in the city of Pittsfield. We showed the public that we had a child abuse problem here.
Yeah.
I had already run a center down in Springfield, but I, between Joe and I envisioned the idea of making a nonprofit and make it incorporated. As it turned out, the state police at that time in the CPAC unit were, decided to run a golf tournament. They raised me $20,000, initially as seed money. I used that seed money to buy a grant writer. We then went on and continued to raise some funds. Eventually, I took a little risk of my own, and I bought the old, it was on Wendell Avenue, it was the old
Red Cross?
Red Cross building. Yeah, sorry.
Yep.
Thank you. Red Cross building, and I purchased that back in 1994, and then we refurbished it, and it was done through the GE Elkins in 1995. So now it's been operable now for 31 years. We have multiple executive directors. We have Heather Williamson now, who runs it, does a wonderful job.
Yeah,
and they see. But now we have a medical component to it. We have mental health component to it. We have family crisis part of it. We have police departments and social workers. It's a beautiful facility. It's three stories high now. It's probably got about a $750,000 budget. So it's 30 years later. That was Joe and I's idea. But it couldn't happen without the citizens of Berkshire County supporting us, giving us those donations, giving us a small amount of money. But that's one thing about Berkshire County. And that's the reason why I said I reluctantly decided I was going to become the DA, was because I know the citizens of Berkshire County can reach out and help. And they do. And I've seen nothing but support coming from everywhere in the community since I've been in this position. And that was the reason why I said I will do it, because I think our community needs to stay safe. We need to stay like the Rockwell type of an environment as we grew up with.
Right.
Normal,
right.
We have the bucolic Berkshires, and we want to keep it that way. So, we've put a great effort on that. Now, kids, if they have to get abused by a caregiver, they go through the center. On top of that, we break this the cycle. We make sure that they don't become abusers later on, because we help them overcome.
Right.
It's not normal behavior. It's not acceptable behavior. And we do that, and then we prosecute the offenders, and we make the public be aware that these things do take place, because sometimes the jurors don't understand that people find children sexually attractive, but they do. And so we have to prosecute, and they control them. So we have to prosecute those cases. So I've always been very proud of my work on child abuse and rape cases, because I've spent 38 years doing that work. But I'm really proud of what we've done as far as making Berkshire County a safe city. And Pittsfield, a safe city in North Adams, and safety in the South County. And we can walk the streets again, and we're dealing with the juveniles as they come up, and making sure that they're being held accountable. Again, the words accountability, and making sure we're doing that. So I sort of had a phase when I took this office, was A, to get the office up to speed and correct the, it was a financial mess in here. I had to straighten all out. There was no human resource book. We had to do all that. But at the same time, too, we were going after guns and drugs right off the bat, because the year before, they were, I think, approximately 30 shootings.
Right.
So we put our focus right on that. I then went to organized retail crime. And I can tell you another two individuals we just caught this past month were at Dick's Sporting Goods with the removal tools for the devices that set off the alarms when you leave them, and pliers and scissors and whatnot to cut. We caught them, two individuals in Dick's. And I can tell you, we hired someone just to organize retail crime. That's, I think you already met him before. But we've done that. I can tell you, Walmart told me last month that in 2022, they had $1.6 million was stolen out of the Pittsfield store. They told me the first quarter of 2024, we have saved them about $400,000 in the reduction of thefts and the people that we have caught and deterred. So we know that that's working. And the organized retail crime guy has been working with him. That's James Hall. He's out working with all the stores, Walmarts and the smaller stores, the car hardwares. They
Yeah.
know that we share videotapes, we share information. We're one step ahead of the thieves and the criminals that are out there. And again, I want to straighten this. These are not people that are stealing to put food on the table. These are not people feeding to stealing to feed their babies. These are people that are stealing high-end items, booze, steaks, lobsters that are frozen, stuff like that. This is high-end, and then stores, TVs, whatnot. These are high-end items. These are organized groups that come in from other areas, and they attack our cities and steal our stuff. These are not local small. We're not looking for small-time shoplifting. We're looking for serious organized retail crime, and there's been a lot of it. And I think that from what I've heard from each of the store owners, we're making a big difference in that. So that was phase two after we did that the summer. Then now I'm going into we're working on. So we're going to talk about Fred Center in a minute, which was a larceny case we just prosecuted. I'm now working with, I'm bringing in the disabled persons, DPPC, in this fall. They're bringing in $25,000 training, and I'll be training 25 police officers, lawyers, and whatnot, how to deal with adult victims and adult victims with disabilities. We're
Yes.
now moving on to elder abuse and putting a big focus on the elder abuse crimes. So we've expanded the organized retail crime into also fraud. Now we're getting into financial fraud and also the elder financial fraud. And one of the guys we just tried a big case, as you probably
Yeah,
know, here just
I
in the
guess you
paper this
did.
week. Yeah, that was a big one. It was Fred Center. Originally, we had 41 victims had reported that they had been stolen from. And I want to reiterate this. It's so important to me is that these people that were the victims of these crimes were people that were generally retired. These were their life savings. And like one woman, for example, was buying her husband a metal garage so he could work in it. And she put down like $30,000 as a deposit. Because this individual, despite the tendencies, most people put 10% down, he required a 50-cent deposit and never showed back up. So at that time, we had, I think, about alleged $400,000 worth of theft. We ended up
Wow.
having 18 people that actually showed up from different parts of the country. That showed up here because this is where he did his business. Some people from Pennsylvania, some from New Hampshire, which cost me a lot of money to bring
Yeah.
all these people back in to testify, but it's worth it. So we brought them
Yeah.
back in there. We had 18 of the 41 actually did testify, and we proved over $300,000 in theft, including the Richmond Fire Department, which had gone through a hellacious period of time when he wasn't building their facility. So we were able to, Joe Yolano, a great prosecutor of mine, went out there, tried that case, got convictions on every single indictment, 25
Yeah,
indictments.
yeah.
We asked for 15 to 18 years in state prison because I wanted 1 year per victim, the 18 that testified. The judge gave him 8 to 10, considering his age and whatnot, and he thought it was an appropriate sentence. And I think it's a big sentence, 8 to 10 years in state prison. You usually don't see those kind of things for theft, but this was,
Oh.
this, this these were people that never getting their money back, 30, 40, $50,000 worth of money that was stolen from them. And nothing was ever done. In some cases, he never even showed up in the property. And so, and he wouldn't plead guilty. He made us bring all these people here. He made us go through trial. And I think the case was a strong case. And
Yeah.
obviously, we got the conviction on him. And now he was just sentenced the other day for 8 to 10 years in state prison, not in the house correction, state prison. So I consider that to be a big sentence. And I think it says a lot to our elderly, says a lot to our community. We're not going to
Yeah.
tolerate. We're not going to tolerate that. I can't have poor people that are my age that are getting
Your
stolen from.
age. I got socks all over the yard. You want to see them? We got to take a break. I have to take a break here with this guy. I am so because in my humble opinion, this is a little bit like what America is. We have systems, and if we have a DA now who's making the system work for us. And when I was in the service, I never thought of it like that. But since I've been out and about and seeing where systems have broken down, and I'm not going to get into any politics, right? But what I have seen is this crew here under the DA, Shuguru, they're out swinging the bat every day, every day, and they're not trying to push new social theories. I have the utmost respect for everyone in this career field. It's not an easy career field. It really isn't. But with that said, I have to take a break or they'll yell at me again. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on channel 1301 Spectrum Cable. And like I said, this is Memorial Day. Take a minute and just think. I don't care if you have a beer and a burger, don't drive, but take time to think, God, this is a great country. And I can say that because I've been in a lot of countries all over the world. This is a great country. And if you really want to get a touch, go to St. Joseph's Cemetery, drive up to the very top, get out of your car, walk up and stand and look at where the cross is and look out over those flags. At some point in time, each one of them signed on a line that may take their life, to give their life. We'll be right back. I am here with Timothy Shugrue, the district attorney of Berkshire County, not just Pittsfield, folks. We'll be right back. About a minute.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM. But did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at berkshiremobilefarmersmarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yeah. All right, we are back. I am pleased to have with me today, this Memorial Day 2024, the district attorney of Berkshire County, Timothy Shugrue, in my opinion, a go-getter in the most positive sense going. While it's a political office, I don't see him as a politician. I see him as a prosecutor. and leader of prosecutors. I've interviewed one of his number one first assistant. I think she hung the moon, man. I mean, her background is impeccable, and they're bringing cases to court, and they're getting convictions. We just in the first hour, folks, just the amount of guns and drugs in Berkshire County as a whole that they've taken off the streets. It's amazing. That's my word. It's amazing. And for those people that say, oh, we don't have that stuff here, you're living in a dream world. So, the team and the prosecution and what's going on, you've really done a great job for a short, and it's relatively short period of time.
Yeah, it's 15 months now, because it's now almost June. So we're through our fifth month of this year, and we had all of last year. And like I said, the first part of it, I really had to take control of the office and reorganize. There were things that just weren't done even administratively appropriate in here. And there was no HR book, and, which is, it's a big undertaking, and policy and procedure manual. And we did all that. And, you know, I had to rebalance the budget again. The money was all gone from the previous. Our budget goes from July 1st to July 1st.
Right.
So I was in the middle of the previous administration's budget, left me with no money. I couldn't really hire everybody in the beginning, but we overcame that. We overcame some debt and that existed in the office. And now the lease had expired here in 2019. And so now I've gone out to bid. You've probably seen in the paper that we're going out to bid. We intend to expand. I'm trying to expand the amount of lawyers have here. We're expanding the staff here and expanding the advocacy program. And I'm hoping that we're going to expand. If we don't go to another location, we stay where we are. We're going to be here on the first floor. I'm also going to take over the third floor. Well, but we're out to bid, and that's up to the state. They have to make the determination of where we're going to go. But we have to be walking distance to the courthouse, so there's not a lot of options. But we are looking at, but we're going to be expanding. Well, I anticipate entering into a 10 to 15 year lease that now, so this won't have to, this will be addressed good. And we're going to refurbish the entire office space. So in the meantime, we've upped the salaries for a lot of the employees in the office. I'm running it like a business now, unlike what was run before as more of a political office. It's run like a business. And so my employees are getting paid a little bit better. And so there's just a lot of things that people don't realize we're doing. I ran so many trainings last year. We do a lot, and I have to give a big shout out to the Berkshire Innovation Center, BIC. We use it all the time. It's a tremendous facility. If you're a business out there, you need to use it. I highly recommend it. We contract during the year. I've done a lot of trainings. I just did a couple. We just did a domestic violence training. We do just so many trainings for police officers, for social workers, and for many other people. So one of the things I talked about during the campaign was running trainings. The reason why you're seeing all these trials doing so well, too, is these lawyers have really gone back to boot camp and trained. They went to conferences nationwide. They went to conferences statewide. They have been really drilled in. And they didn't have the opportunity for 4 or 5 years. There was not much training. Now there's been a slew of training last year. We're seeing it pay off now. The dividends are coming out there. Like I said, I just could use 7 more lawyers. So we're advertising them right now. We're actually hiring a company to help us help headhunt. Get 7 more lawyers. So I like to be up to a total of, by the time we've done 26 lawyers, we've got one coming in, so it's really 6 more than I need. So it will be at 20 in August.
What an opportunity it would be for someone to not brand new, but fairly new, or just to go in and learn from you, the first, second assistant. I mean, I think for those people that don't know the district attorney, he was an assistant district attorney. Then he was a defense attorney and probably one of the stellar defense attorneys in Berkshire County. I mean, I knew of him and people spoke well of him, cops, because you can be a defense attorney. You don't have to be nasty. Right. You know, I can remember Judge Frank Simony. Remember Judge Simony?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
He told a lawyer, and I'll tell you off air one day who it was. You have to defend your clients. You do not have to demean the officer.
That's right. And I never did. You know, I always.
No,
Oh, place that's the reputation
you got.
Yeah, they get off the stand, they shake the hand, they said, well, I learned something new this time. So, yeah. You know, just it's cross-examination. You don't go after the personally. You just did your job, and I was very successful, and we won a lot of cases.
Yes, you were.
And they were happy to have me come join the other side. Let's put it that way. So,
yeah.
And I did get a lot of support from law enforcement. And I think that's what I can't reiterate. I can't do anything without law enforcement. The amount of work that these men and women are doing on the street is astronomical. You know, we're on talking about it right now, but these men and women are working so hard, and there's a big pep in their step. They like what they're doing now. They see the convictions. They became police officers. They want to help people out, and they cared about public safety. Well, they're all seeing that they're seeing it actually working now, and they're seeing the results. We're seeing the lack of thefts, you know, the reduction in thefts. They're seeing the lack of shootings. They're seeing, and which is, you know, that's just tremendous because the year before, 2022, it was the Wild West. We are no longer known as the Wild West of Massachusetts. We are now a safer community, and I want people to want to come here, live here, you know, bring their businesses here, and I'm hoping that I'm going to attract more lawyers to come here because we live in the most beautiful part of the state, in my own opinion. I could have lived anywhere. I came from the eastern part of the state when I was very young. I worked in Springfield. I love the Berkshires, and I just would like to, you know, sell it as possibly the way we can, and people need to know it's safe. It's safe again. It's just getting so much better. There's still crime problems, of course, there. But no, we are watching and we are here. And we're going to try to take care of anything that does rise up. These people that were coming in, we identified them, we found them, and able to you know facilitate good investigations, solid investigations with legal information, and boom, hit all these people with high drug amounts and firearms. So it takes a lot of work, but it takes the work of men and women on the streets every day. So, you know, and I have a lot of people coming to me thanking me for what we're doing. Thank those police officers. Thank them for putting their life on the risk every single day. And I got to tell you this, that you're going to see more and more on the street. You're seeing more and more. We got a great chief of police in Tommy Daly, a great chief of police in North Adams, and a great chief of police in Great Barrington. Those are my three largest cities, not to mention Dalton and Lenox, two tremendous chiefs there as well. They're all really, really good. And we should be proud of our law enforcement agency instead of always attacking them. And there are some reasons. Believe me, I self-patrol. And there are people that I have removed from police offices since I've been in office. But that's we do our own policing as well. But the men and women you're seeing out there, these departments, they are top notch.
Yeah,
they're very professional. They're very ethical. And so I'm proud when I see their reports coming on in. So we should be thankful that and not all cities, not all towns can have that luxury of having those kind of great leaders. And Tom Daly, I hope he continues to do it.
Me too.
I said to him, and what we got to say, one other person is that Sheriff Bowler, he does a lot. Yep. He does a lot to help people in the community. He does a lot to help. You know, we're donating some money to the Christian Center, but his people are going to do the manual labor. So we're working in conjunction with them to give them some, again, forfeited funds to do some work at the Christian Center to get the food pantry, make sure it's running right. So we're giving all that kind of drug money and stuff back to the community. The sheriff does a lot, I'm telling you. And the way he tries to get people who go to jail that may have found themselves, and it's a house of correction. It's a place to correct. And that's what happens. And he gets them back in the community. He gets them clean, sober, and back to work. And we're partnering with him, trying to help him out in those things as well, and helping them look at that. People get, if they want to get the help, I'm telling you, we do a lot of diversion. We take a lot of people out of there. Anybody that's an addict, try to get them into help. We do a lot of that. So as much as everybody thinks, well, these guys are coming out there just prosecuting cases. No, we are doing so much other stuff that people don't see, which is trying to get people off drugs, trying to get people through the system and get them back to work and not punish them, but give them accountability, make them get back to work. So a big part of what we do is a lot of social work. And as much as that people talk about, you know, having a progressive, I think that we have done more work that helps individuals out than that movement ever did.
You don't help anybody by continuing their faults.
Bingo. You got to get them out of it. You got to help them get out of it. An addict is so drawn to the heroin.
That's
so hard to get them off of it. So you can't just lead the horse to water. You got to make a drink. So in these situations, how I make a drink is you get a little carrot. You know, I'll dismiss your case. I'll get you out of it. As long as you're, you know, first time offender or low level offender, you're coming in here and then Get clean. Even mid-level people that may have been selling, if they get clean, you prove it and show it to me, I'm going to make sure that you're that's taken into consideration and that you're getting a better disposition. So our district court is drastically different than the superior court that we've just spent the first half hour about. A district court is more about rehabilitation. And that's part of it. Because what I'm doing is shutting down the flow of drugs coming into the community. At the same time, too, I'm working on with the addicts to get them off the addiction, to get them back to work, to get them housing and get them, you know, we can't provide this stuff, but we can refer them to agencies to get them, drug-free out and get housing and to help them get on Mass Health. So we're working with those programs. We're in the process of getting together an opioid summit, of identifying all the silos in the community that we're going to have at the big center. We're going to bring them in and do a presentation to the courts. Here's what's available for treatment centers. Here's what's available that people can offer for mental health services. Let's get them to the court so they can pick and choose who they want to use and what's available, because there are a lot of services in the county that are not, they're being underutilized. So we're working on an opioid summer that I think we're going to get going off the ground in June. And that will bring all the different silos of different agencies in the county that offer services, and they don't compete with each other. They're more complementary than they are anything else. So I want to get them together so that we can start sharing the information and everybody can do their jobs and we give them more clients. We've really reduced the amount of wait time for addicts trying to get into treatment. And I give a good credit to, the Breen Center, you know, and Dr. Michaels and what she's done over there. So they're working with us, and Berkshire Health Systems, they're a tremendous partner with us. I can't say enough about what they do for harm reduction and trying to get people off drugs and identifying when they see tranq and other things coming into our community. So Darlene Radowitz, I thank you very much. Yeah. She's running a great program at BHS. So. We're partnering with all of them. So there's just so many things that we've done. We've used the Big Center very frequently for training police officers, training social workers, but also bringing the community together on issues such as that. And so I'm very proud about that as much as I am about what we're doing in the courtroom and what we're doing in the drugs of the street. There's also a lot of diversion type work and preventive work that we're working with. And we're out and about. Like I said, my team will be out tomorrow at the Durant Park for the Legends. Legend of the West Side event, which we put some money to use there. And you'll see us out there because we are so community oriented. Like I said, every one of my employees has to put 4 hours in during the summertime of community service, and they all do it, and they do it with a smile on their face. So
I have to say too, to the people, to the viewers, we are recording this on Friday before Memorial Day. So don't go to the Grand Prize tomorrow because there'll be, but the other, I think, a really important thing, I don't care if the good Lord came on the earth today, there he'd be ridiculed. But this, there's a nucleus of people who like to paint the district attorney as hard-nosed, crusty, put him in jail, throw away. I have found the District Attorney Shugrue, he's for justice. He's not for convictions. He's not a and he may know some. I know a few statistical DAs, and they just say, "Well, I put 97% of the cases." Well, you just heard him, and I think he sells himself much better than I can. Get him off the drugs. Get them rehab. Get their sentence reduced. Don't spoil their entire life because they got addicted to something.
Right. That's what we're trying to do. We dismiss them. If you looked at our numbers and say, wow, you got a lot of dismissals. I got a lot of dismissals because we're trying to make sure that I look at the case, treat it right. Everybody's got their own DNA. Every case has their own DNA. So I look at it. If there's going to be cases we're dismissing, if they've done what they're supposed to do, I'm going to give you that chance.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about second chances. If you do the work, I'm not going to just give it to you for free. If you do the work, you get off drugs, you go to rehab, you do all this stuff, and you help yourself get back on your own feet.
That's
get a job and do stuff, we become productive. Then we're here. And I think that's important. You've got to have solace, and you've got to be able to help people who are in need. And we are helping people that are in need. But one of the ways I help the people that are in need, too, is get rid of the source that's coming in here, the evil that comes in, that tries to drag these people back into the addiction mode. Because quite simply, Quite simply, for those individuals, it's dollars, it's greed. They want the money, the drug addicts.
That's it. Yeah, they don't care about human being. Man's I call it man's inhumanity to man and women. But the, you know, an aside, I got in a kerfuffle. Probably hard for you to believe with your former with your predecessor about putting people and Tommy Bull and putting him in the sheriff's jail to detoxify. They have a medical unit there. They certified because you just said it. When their mind is on getting the next fix, you can talk to them till you're blue in the face and it's not going to do any good till they detox. They got a good detox unit at the jail, and if that's the only way you can get him in the detox, then I'm all for it.
And he's a compassionate guy, Sheriff Bowler. If you were to know him, he's a very compassionate man. And he cares about his inmates. He cares about people. He likes to see them succeed, likes to see them. And he's invested a lot of money into success. And he's invested a lot of money into getting them jobs and training in there to do things, the print shop and whatnot. So give
the
people
fish, the fish thing.
Yeah, he's just left to get people to get to get them to learn something while they're incarcerated and help them have some worth and feeling something like they can come out and they can see this light at the end of the tunnel. They can see that it's not going to be always a drug world. You don't have to go back to that trap house. You can go somewhere else, somewhere you're safe. And you know, we find a lot of people that are former addicts are some of the best support people going because they can show you, look, I'm successful. I've made it. And we've had a lot of, I can tell you in my private practice for 20 years, I had a lot of success.
Oh, I'll bet you did.
People, a lot of people who were drug addicted that we got off drugs. And so I've taken that approach that I use in my private practice into that district court setting and to try to help people that need to get off those drugs. But at the same time, too, I don't tolerate criminals that are not just falling into the system, but that are really trying to profit from the greed of drugs and guns.
And I want to just say, too, that because it's a morning show, well, I have the DA on again. My goal is to have him on once a month. But he does so much. I have to have him on twice a month because he doesn't
this
have.
Time we did, yeah.
but he, a credit when I say justice, he and Joe Colias, a guy that I knew, worked with as a cop, they started Kids Place. They started Kids Place. They started, not the system, not the gut state, not they. And that to me, we may just do a whole show on that.
Yeah.
Bring Heather in and just because.
That'd be great.
In my youthful, when I, violent youthful offender program, I'm going to say 45, 50%. Were sexually abused, traumatized, and all this. And what he's done just in that little nucleus of the community needs to be, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but it's something that people don't know, for lack of a better term, the goodness that you portrayed through that.
Well, we never promoted it that way, Bill. The whole idea of it was, in the beginning, I promoted a lot of it just to get the attention to child abuse. And the focus was not on the individuals, wasn't on Joe, wasn't on me. But I am proud 31 years later, it's still operating and it's served thousands and thousands of children.
Ow.
And it's doing even better and better now. And I'm looking forward for it even growing bigger and better what it's done. But again, that is one particular program we've done. I have so many ideas for the county, other things that we are doing, and we're going to take those steps as I did with that particular organization, and we're going to incorporate a lot of what I have ideas for into the Berkshires to make us I really want to be known as a community that really is anti-hate crimes. I'm really putting focus on that. I want to make sure that people in the county feel safe, they can live amongst each other, and love the brothers and sisters, and be able to care about your neighbors. That's our real goal. It may be a lofty goal, but I think in Berkshire County, it's an attainable goal because we have a tremendous citizens that live in our County. We certainly have very generous citizens and businesses, so many great businesses in here. And you know, we're also welcoming in a lot of Central American and Latin community. I was at a DARE program yesterday. It just is a lot of young Latino kids coming in. So we're working with a Spanish program. In fact, the kids are here now from a Spanish speaking program in my office. Currently, we brought them to the courthouse.
Oh, cool.
But the point is that these restaurants are opening up. These are great businesses, great families, and we need to embrace each other as a community and try to support that. I know that some people are reluctant about having the event on First Fridays on North Street. I love it.
I think it's great.
Me too. I want to, there's just so many good new restaurants in here.
Yeah.
Brazilian Market, which is, I got to give a big shout out to Brett. I think they're Rinkazoo or something like that, but it's a great, great market. We haven't got a chance to get down there. There's a lot of good stuff. A lot of great, great restaurants that are popping up here. And you know, this type of event having on a Friday, they could put their wares out and we could figure out, because I don't know some of the foods. And I would like, I'm happy to see that so that we can share and understand each other as our brothers and sisters. And I know that, like I said, I go to the Show the Chef usually on the weekends if I can to see George. And then I walk up and down North Street with my wife, you know, so that we stop in these stores. And I think it's important for everybody. And I know the mayor does it as well. I think it's important for, and I know Tommy Dolly does. I think it's important for us to be out in the community so that people see us. Stop in Steve Valenti's, you know, maybe buy a pair of shoes or just stop in and say hello. Great people, and they're happy to see us. And they're giving me all the same things, saying, wow, it just feels better. I don't know if you feel it, Bill, but it just feels better.
Well, I feel better. I go sometimes to 1210 Mass at St. Joe. I walk on North Street because my situation, it's easier to walk where it's flat. Folks, it is Memorial Day. And I would just ask you to thank anybody that you know that's in the service. It's not about what so much going on now, but what we are. We are a country, a great nation, and a lot of people died protecting that. And as I said earlier in the show, if you want to get an inspirational thing, go up to St. Joseph's Cemetery, drive up to the very top, get out of your car, and go up and stand in front of that cross and look at those flags, all flying in the breeze, ruffling in the breeze. At some point in every person that you see with a flag on their grave, they signed on the line that they could have given their life for this country. A lot of them did. I still have a book of pictures up there. They haven't changed. They're still 19. I'm not. I've had a good life. The Lord gave me a life. They gave up their life so that I could have mine. So as cranky as some people think I am, not the DA, but others, and as decrepit as my current body is, I've had the luxury of growing old, and I appreciate that. And to my friends and brothers who will be forever 19, I hope I didn't let you down. Thanks. I will say this. God bless America. God bless everybody. And let's today and this weekend do stuff for somebody else. My goal in life is to make people happy and laugh, even if it's at me. Tim, thanks. Have a great Memorial Day.
You too, Bill. Great to see
I'm
you.
Always here if you need to get anything out. Everybody, thank you. God bless. Happy Memorial Day. And the DA said it's good. These guys didn't die so for you to cry over them. They died so you can have a beer and a hot dog. We'll talk to you soon.